This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. A USDA meteorologist list of top weather events in the nation this year includes what appears to be one of the warmest years on record. We will hear more from meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says widespread warm temperatures across the country top the list of weather stories for 2024.
Highlighted by the warmest winter on record, with records going all the way back to the late 19th century. And then we finished off with our warmest autumn on record. You put that all together, January through November, and it turned out to be the warmest first 11 months of the calendar year on record, with an average temperature that was about 3.3 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century mean. And so we are on track to come very close to the warmest year on record when the final numbers are crunched in early 2025.
Rippey looks at December temperatures from 2024 and discusses if the month will make the year the warmest ever, surpassing 2012.
December of 2012, when the previous record was broken for warmest year, was a rather warm December. And so far, we've had a mixed December in 2024. It's been warm in the west, but a little cool in the eastern U.S. So we may not quite make it. We may end up getting bumped to number two overall. But whatever the case, we are on track for one of the warmest, if not the warmest years on record, with a lot of that warmth focused over the cold season in winter and in autumn, and in between a warm but not particularly hot summer, meaning that we saw consistent warmth without extreme heat, kind of an interesting scenario that actually favors agriculture and also contributed to those fairly high yield and production numbers for corn and soybeans.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.